Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Rockridge Girls track team, man, they had a good night Thursday up in Whiteside County at Erie High School. They qualify in five state events, five different events, four by four, four by eight, four by two relays, Lauren Elke in the 100 hurdles, and Keely Parker in the 100. Coach Haley McDonald, congratulations. What'd you think of the Rockets on Thursday night?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a great night. We told them just to have that positive vibe as soon as we got off the bus and to keep it going as long as we could. So to have it go from the first event of the night to the last event was great.
Well, I know I've talked to some of your kids throughout the spring, and it really seems like a pretty good group in terms of basically personalities of know how to have fun, which I think is very important. But I think when they get on the track in competitive events, they know it's serious and they need to put in the work. That's a pretty good balance to work with and get that equation right.
Oh, absolutely. From the outside looking in, you'd probably see our kids on the infield having dance parties and doing some crazy yoga and all the little quirks and traditions that they do. They're a goofy group, and they love to have a good time, which is great, which is what this is all about. But then, you know, when it's time to go, they mean business. They saddle up, and you never have to question if they're giving it their all. So it's a great balance as a coach to have kids that still see the fun in sports, but then are obviously going to give it everything they got when it comes time.
You said saddle up. You need to print that on the back of a T-shirt going to state next week. Maybe I know I was talking to, I think, Keely Parker, who qualified in the 100 sprint, and then she's on, I think, a couple of those relays, too. And I know I asked her the one question. I said, have you been able to figure out the Ruckey twins yet? And she says, I think so. I guess I asked the coach, you able to tell apart the Ruckey twins, or they probably keep that secret among themselves?
Yeah, they've got pretty different personalities. So as a coach, when they were freshmen, it was difficult. But now I know them apart, and they've both got their special little talents. So.
Well, you know, I was looking back to last week, Ben. I know you had a strong showing at the conference meet, and that was held over at Schwartz. I think Rockridge finished third as a team, and yet a number of conference champs. You know, with the Three Rivers Conference, with how big it is now, and I guess kind of the depth of talent, how important do you think that is, that conference meet, kind of setting you up then for the sectional track meet the following week? Because I would assume that conference meet is almost like a mini sectional.
Oh, it really is anymore. And we get lucky that a lot of the teams that are in our conference carry over to our sectional. So we get to see people, you know, right at the peak of the season that we're going to be running against at sectional. So we all talked at the sectional meet at the conference meet when we ran well. I remember talking to Coach Morgan Luffel at Orion and talking about how we just want to get as many of us from our conference down to state. So being able to be there and push each other, I know in the 4x8, our 4x8 and Orion's 4x8 go back and forth all year long. But at the end of it, you know, it's good to have them around to take both teams down there and run the time they need to. So conference was a great way for us to see how we're going to be doing in the sectional meet and who we're going to be going up against.
Well, and I just adding up here, I think, with the immediate Three Rivers Conference schools we cover in Sherrard, Rockridge, and Orion, I think I counted, well, five Sherrard events, five Rockridge events, and then I think four Orion events. So that's just 14, you know, state events that these three schools are represented in. So what does that say? That means it's been a pretty good year in girls track, I think, around here.
Absolutely. We were at the coaches meeting last night. We were talking how this is what we think maybe one of the strongest sectionals in the state, just because I think it was the 4x2. You know, you've got so many qualifiers, more than just the top two, that make it in these events. So the weather was obviously not ideal, but it was great to see that all the kids could, that probably should have got down to state still got to go. So it was a real strong competition, that's for sure.
All right, so I want to make sure that you mention, because I get mixed up, so tell us who's on the 4x4, the 4x8, and 4x2 relays for you, and just kind of what you thought of their state qualifying efforts Thursday night.
Absolutely. Well, the 4x8, which was such a new thing for us to qualify. I don't think there's been a 4x8 team at Rockridge qualify in a long time. So we had Ellie Ruckey, Kieran Nelson, Peyton Heisch, and Carly Ruckey on that one. And so that was such a cool thing, just something new. You know, we've been kind of a sprint-heavy school lately, but to have that 4x8 of kids that just worked their tail off, make it down there was a really good feeling to start the night off. The 4x2 then was Ellie Ruckey, Lauren Olke, Carly Ruckey, and Keely Parker. And they, you know, just perfecting handoffs and running against fast schools, you know, they PR'd, and it took them where they needed to go. The 4x4, which I tell the girls is kind of our bread and butter, which just go out and do what you've done all year long, and it'll happen. So that was Ellie Ruckey, Kira Nelson, Carly Ruckey, and Keely Parker again. So some similar names across the board. It's kind of funny when you can see a girl make it in the – two girls make it in the 4x2 and the 4x8 to have that sprint speed and that endurance is pretty neat.
And then you get the individual events with the Parker and the 100. I know she's had a pretty strong year in that event. And then Lauren Elke in the 100 hurdles on Thursday night as well. So you get – two individual events, too, but those kids sounded like they've been having pretty good years leading up to the sectional.
Oh, yeah. It was, we pulled Keely out of a 4x1 and gave her a shot at the open one to see what she could do, and the first time that she ran state qualifying time. So it was kind of a cool experience. Lauren has just improved all year in the 100 hurdles and really worked on the little things. Tom Hassan's come in and helped her with the hurdles, which has been so helpful. And, you know, I told her mom last night that when she jumped over the second-to-last hurdle, she got this huge smile on her face in the middle of running the hurdles, and she knew that she was going. So that was something I'm never going to forget.
All right. Awesome effort by the Rockets on Thursday night up at the Erie Sectional as they qualify in five different state events. The prelims at Thursday down at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Again, the Rockets, the 4x4, 4x2, 4x8. The 100 hurdles with Lauren Elke and Keely Parker in the 100. So, Haley McDonald, you're going to have a busy Thursday. That's great. Good luck to the Rockets down at state.
Thanks so much.
It's Haley McDonald, head coach of the Rockridge Rocket Girls Track Program. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.